just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 54, the most we've ever done in one season. This is season 6. Every episode we do, we break our previous record. We set a new bar. 54 episodes already in this season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. We are presented by Hooters, 12 original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. Online ordering is easy at originalhooters.com. And Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, who also has his own podcast on joebucksfan.com. He plays in one of my podcast leagues, and he writes checks for $1,000 to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, and none of my podcast leagues ever have an entry fee. I don't believe in that, just like I don't believe in charging anyone to listen to this podcast. There's enough paid fantasy content out there, and it pisses me off. So you're not going to have to spend any money with me. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, for your continued support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and our two leagues. We are down to the final four in both podcast leagues for the $1,000 in the AFL League. It's Greg from Ocala, Dan, Kevin from the Locked On Rays podcast, and Team Tega, which looks like the team to beat. In the NFL Podcast League, it's defending champion Rob W., always the man to beat. Ira Kaufman, the Sage, won his first ever fantasy playoff game last week. He's got a good team. Astutely took Cooper Kupp and Tom Brady in the third, fourth round back in our draft at Bill Curry Ford on the showroom floor. Dave Wirth, number one seed, hasn't lost since week 4. I beat him that week. I got to beat him again this week. Otherwise, I don't play for the $1,000. And my team is entirely different. Dave and myself are the two different types of fantasy owners annually. And sometimes you don't plan these things. So Dave is the owner, had a solid draft, was fortunate he didn't deal with many significant injuries. He made waiver claims, but they were more bench-type claims or to fill bye weeks, little things. And he stayed the course, and he's the number one seed. Hasn't lost since week 4. Meanwhile, when I beat Dave in week 4, of my 7 starters, only one will start for me this week when I try to beat him again, Devontae Adams. The other 6 starters in that week 4 win over Dave Wirth, I've either benched them, cut them, traded them, or they're injured. So it's an entirely different team. And I've had to be aggressive with trades, work the waiver wire. I even made a trade with Rob W., which I call a deal with the devil. And I still can't believe he agreed to the deal. Since he has spun off those players, I think he had buyer's remorse, so good for him. It's the rare deal Rob W. makes where you look at it before and after and say, Rob might not have gotten the better end of this. But then he made another deal a week later to change that. Remember, I've said on the podcast throughout the year, I've never had a year where I've traded the same player in 3 different leagues. And I did it this year with DeAndre Hopkins. And obviously, it wasn't the wrong move. I did it early in the season in one league and then before the trade deadline in the other two. He just wasn't right all year. And I got out in front of that. All right, so thanks again to Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Ask for Sean Sullivan. If you can't find Sean Sullivan, ask for Grace Thomas. To find Sean Sullivan, tell them Todd Wright. you are a listener of Todd Wright's. If you are looking for a new Ford vehicle or a new pre-owned vehicle of the Ford or other makes and models, they have those on the lot. Email is going to be big this week, all right? ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just do not email me within 1 hour of the Sunday 1 o'clock games, all right? Get your emails to me, you know, before 12 noon Eastern time on Sunday. Or you can email me, you know, before the Sunday night game or before the Monday night game. I get that. Remember, we have games on Saturday. Two games, including the Browns game, which is still on as of the time of this taping. Also, if you hear something in this podcast and say, well, Todd's not following the news, I'm recording this podcast before 12 noon on Friday. I just got done doing Gil Alexander's A Numbers Game show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, talking fantasy football. And if you didn't hear that, I'm going to go over some of the things I talked about. Information is changing quickly. There's a lot of key players who their status are in question for key fantasy playoff games this week. I'm sensitive to that, which is why use the email. Email me. I'll give you a second opinion. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Quickly want to just go over a few things I talked about with Gil Alexander on VSiN this morning. The Matthew Berry don't get cute theory. I have always gone against him on this, and here's another spot. I say you don't get cute the first 2 weeks of the season. You just drafted these guys. Why are you tinkering? You just picked them. If you didn't feel like starting them, why did you use a draft pick on them? So that's where you don't get cute. This time of year, yeah, if you have a valid reason to bench a player who has been your stud at a position for most of the season and you drafted him to be that stud or you traded for him, but if you have valid reasons to bench him and a better option, do it. I just did the last 2 weeks. I had had enough of Lamar Jackson. He was great the first 2 months. I drafted him in the third round, third quarterback off the board. No complaints. Last month, a lot of complaints. Hard to watch. I feel for Ravens fans. Something's wrong with him. He's been sick off and on all year. Maybe that hip's just not right since he did that stupid flip into the end zone. He hasn't had a rushing touchdown since that in week two. So it's past the trade deadline. I couldn't trade him, but I sat him. Picked up Taysom Hill, have won the last 2 weeks with Taysom Hill in one league, and I'm streaming quarterbacks in the other league with an emphasis on efficient quarterbacks in the right offense that I think can get me double-digit points. I'm not trying to break the bank here. Lamar Jackson was my guy to break the bank to get 20, 30 points a game. He's not doing that these days. I'm more worried about him losing me points with fumbles, interceptions, pick sixes. I'm staying away from that. And it's worked. Some would say, boy, Todd got real cute benching Lamar Jackson the last 2 weeks before I did it. Yeah, I haven't lost. He's not playing for me this week. I'm not going down to the wire on a game time decision on him. I'm rooting for Lamar Jackson this week. Because if I advance, then I may have a reason to play him to win the championship the next week or the semis the next week. Not rooting against him. But that's an example of how you can put a player on the bench this time of year if you have a valid reason, no matter who he is, what the name is, what they've done for you all year, if you have a better option. Let me give you four better options that may be on your bench right now. And unless you're just stacked, these four guys should be in your lineup. A.J. Dillon, T. Higgins, Hunter Renfro, Van Jefferson, right? These are guys that none of them were drafted in the first six rounds. I'm guessing T. Higgins might have gone around round seven. Hunter Renfro might have gone round, I don't know, 11 or 12. Van Jefferson, nobody drafted him. A.J. Dillon was being drafted. I drafted A.J. Dillon, and then I got off him, and then I got back in the business of A.J. Dillon about midseason. look at what all four of these guys have done the last three game three. Okay, the three wide receivers. Go take a look for yourself at their fantasy production the last three games. Higgins, Hunter Renfrow, Van Jefferson. Go check it out for yourself. I always say you just want starters that get you touches and double digits. Go take a look. That's not a one-game sample. It's not a two-game sample. That's a three-game sample. And I see nothing in Cincinnati's offense, the Vegas offense, or the Rams offense that suggests, well, they're not going to do that this week. They may not, but I don't think there's anything in the way. So if Van Jefferson, Hunter Renfrow, T. Higgins haven't been in your lineup, and they're not in your lineup this week, and you lose your playoff game, serves you right. Now, I'm not saying bench Justin Jefferson for one of these guys. Bench Davante Adams for one of these guys. No. I'm asking, can you make a case to sit somebody for one of these guys based on their consistent production in recent weeks? And A.J. Dillon, it doesn't seem to matter on Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones scored two touchdowns last week. But A.J. Dillon is a key part of this Green Bay offense. He is at least the fourth most important guy in this offense now week to week, right? It's Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and we'll say, yeah, go ahead and say Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones at the time of my taping is battling an illness, but they're not sitting A.J. Dillon. I love when A.J. Dillon runs the ball at Lambeau Field, and the moment the first guy tries to tackle him, if he's not successful, there's just this building roar in the crowd of how many people can A.J. Dillon knock over? I love it. A.J. Dillon's been touching the ball 15 to 20 times for about a month and a half now. Aaron Jones' status doesn't seem to matter. So those are four guys, if they're on your bench, might want to take a look at whether or not they should be in your starting lineup. And I have a COVID hedge this week as it relates to the Browns. The Browns may be using a quarterback who hasn't played all year. They may have negative game flow against the Raiders. It's a tough spot. So my COVID hedge is D'Ernest Johnson. Now, astute fantasy players know there have been a couple of spots this year to play D'Ernest Johnson when Chubb and Hunt have been out, and Johnson has produced. It just shows you in Cleveland. I'm not saying it doesn't matter who the running back is, but they always call the running back number, and they know how to evaluate, scout, and they have a deep depth chart at running back in Cleveland. So even though Stefanski may not coach the team, right, he's in on the game prep, Kareem Hunt's already out, so Johnson's going to touch the ball already, I'm going to say, five to eight times minimum. But if Nick Chubb ends up with COVID before Saturday's game, suddenly that's my COVID hedge. I'm playing D'Ernest Johnson. Even if the Browns have nobody else on the field, I'm playing D'Ernest Johnson if Chubb ends up with COVID. That's my COVID hedge this week. Is that politically correct? I don't care. That's why I picked him up. And I think in about 50% of leagues, you can pick up D'Ernest Johnson as well. Find a spot for him on your bench. Keep checking status right up until game time of the Cleveland game. And if Nick Chubb cannot play, you play D'Ernest Johnson. I am. And my playoff one and done is on the line just like you. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Good luck in your fantasy playoffs this weekend. This has been the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters and powered by Bill Curry Ford.